Our beloved Saint Germain speaks his heart to us all. We call our mighty I'm presence into action. And from the heights of creation, we ask it to draw forth such love to bless him for all he has done for us, that it flows in through and around us all and holds us so obedient to his slightest desire that everything he wants to do for America is done instantly at his conscious command through those whom he has loved so long and brought forth to the happiness and freedom and the illumination we have today. Beloved ones of my heart, thank you for your presence here tonight. May we enjoy that closer relationship between student and master as we go forward to release this nation from that which should never have been created. The hour is approaching, precious ones, when there is going to be required of each of you that intense knowing, an absolute assurance within yourselves of the power of this mighty law of the I Am to absolutely govern every condition of the outer world and compel it to come into perfection to serve the great divine plan in its freedom to the earth. Mankind's acceptance of the discord of the human is the thing that has enabled human law to come into outer existence and seem to be the control of the resources of the nation or of the lives of the people. And that thing must cease. For fundamentally, in every government that has ever been on the earth, in the beginning, there never was any authority given to any government to send its people to war. All of that is stolen authority, usurped authority, and under the guise of human law, through hypnotic suggestion and domination of the people's feelings, has become the mass acceptance that people have to be sent to destruction. And that thing must be reversed by your own conscious use of your own authority of the mighty I Am presence and by conscious command that all human law shall be blasted from the earth and only the victory of divine law be accepted by any part of life as any control of anyone's energy or activities. You must come into outer command with this if you are to release the nation from the clutches of the beast. Mankind in the feeling world has accepted that human discord is the law of their life. And it is not true. The only law of your life is your own beloved I Am presence, which is perfection. And perfection does not contain war, nor the authority to kill for any reason. So let us keep charging all of you in the outer with the immortal feeling that when you say, I am the law of the victorious mighty I Am presence, charging all activities of the sacred fire into every condition which affects me, then I am victorious. And everything that is of destruction must dissolve at my approach and be removed from the universe so it never touches life again. Precious ones, I am freedom to the earth, and you cannot have freedom bowing to human law. Therefore, as you charge yourselves with this greater power through these I Am law decrees, you will become the law of the victorious mighty I Am presence, which is the perfection of life in you and your world. Then when you say, I am the dove of its immortal protection, you'll have it. You see, you must draw perfection into outer physical action. And then you must call forth its immortal protection if it is to be sustained to bring you permanent good. And then unless you are the law over your own life, how can you have perfection? If you're not going to be the law of perfection in your world, certainly the destructive forces aren't going to give you perfection. You see, you must root out of your mental and feeling world this old accepted feeling that some, you don't know what, just some great action of the universe is going to set you free without any effort. And that isn't true. Otherwise, you'd have been free long ago if the cosmic law had not been such as to demand that the individual use his or her own authority of life to demand eternal freedom and eternal perfection. It would never come into outer action. Your mighty I Am presence and the higher mental body at the inner level have always been free and always will be. And that's 2/3 of you. Now, isn't it a shame that this little third out here could for so long torture you? Now, you must break it. It doesn't mean that you're going to dominate anybody else. You only have one thing that you have a right to dominate. And that is discord in yourself first. Gain your own mastery. And then when discord approaches, you use the mastery of your life to annihilate it. Do you see? You must never dominate individuals. And oh, precious ones, please, every I Am student, cultivate the habit of requesting people to do things through kindness and courtesy and never order people around. Except where you get right in contact with somebody who's wholly vicious and destructive, then in the authority of your mighty I Am presence, you forbid their approach. That's a different thing entirely. But oh my, there would be just no end. There would be oceans of discord. Annihilated. If every human being requested through kindness individuals to assist them and cooperate with them. The beloved Godfrey had a most wonderful experience in his early days when he was at the mines in Arizona. There had been much turmoil in the mines. All the men nearly hated the superintendent, and when he had to go down there and dismiss him, the Mexican laborers, who couldn't even hardly speak English, came to him, and when the beloved Godfrey was kind to them, all imperfection, all loss, all that had been going wrong was corrected almost within 30 days. Now that was simply due to the kindness poured forth. So when you are able to govern the outer self so it doesn't think it has the right to dictate here and dictate there and make this individual its slave and that somebody else its footstool, as soon as you remove that feeling from life, the higher mental body will come in with its love. It will spread that love out before you and provide for you every good thing ahead of time. You will never know what unhappiness or limitation is when you begin to understand the right of life to be free. Be free from what? Be free from your discord. When you understand that all life has a right to be free from your discord, then you will know there's only one mastery in life, and that's over your own discord. And as soon as you rid yourselves of that, and you stand just a flame of the love and the ideas of perfection from your presence, well, its light just goes out and governs outer conditions till things just automatically come into perfection and bring you a joy you will never know any other way. That is real freedom. That is what I am trying to bring to the earth. That is what I want to bring to mankind through the illumination of the mighty I Am presence, until they awaken to the fact that that is the law of life. And what they have presumed was human law in the physical octave, if it contains injustice, is not authority over life. Only that law in the outer world's procedure, legal procedure, is divine law when it gives individuals divine justice. There are a great many laws on the statute books of every government in the world that were originally placed there to give the people divine justice. But when they've been warped and changed into that which makes slaves out of the bodies of mankind, well, then it has become human law instead of divine law. And may I say to you, human law is really not law. Human law is but a whirlwind of energy and is not law at all. The only thing in this universe of life's activity which is law is divine law, which means immortal purity, immortal divine order, immortal balance, immortal divine justice, immortal purity, immortal love, and that is freedom, because it brings boundless supply automatically, because it is the magnet for all perfection in all the universe to come to you the moment you place your attention there, send your love. You have sent the current of energy. It draws back to you what you require, and immortal happiness in the fulfillment of the great divine plan is your law of life. It is only a small mind, precious ones, that ever wants to make other human beings its slave. That is a very small consciousness. The great minds of the world, the great beings of the world, who gave great blessings to the world through the centuries, have all been the great love and kindness of the great divine way of the higher mental body. They became great because they let the higher mental body pour its authority through into the outer to give that which was its own great blessing. I am pointing your attention to this tonight because if you are to be entrusted with certain great powers to protect many people in the outer and to expand this light so the people may be illumined, you're going to have to be the protector of the power which is given into your use. Else it would only create disaster for you, and that we cannot allow. So if you're going to have the use of these greater powers of life that are just as natural as breathing, there's nothing mysterious, nothing peculiar, there's nothing sensational. They're just great, natural, divine, dignified powers of life that give greater freedom to the outer self in its use of the things of the physical world. If you are to have that, then it means that you must have control enough of yourselves to hold protection for the greater energy which power is in your outer use. So from tonight, may I ask that when you use these I Am Law decrees, you will start always with I am the law of immortal purity of my own victorious mighty I Am presence. The only law and governing control of my world forever. Then, if you will charge yourselves and your outer activities with the immortal power and victory of the great central sun Magnus love to fulfill the great law so that you have full freedom in the outer, then you will begin to set your world into divine order. And when you demand your freedom by the immortal law of the sacred fire of eternal purity, you will be purified just as sure as you exist. Now within yourselves, you think, oh, that's just wonderful. That's just what I want. Mentally, yes. But all those feelings, what they do when you just can't have your own way on the moment they fly like dynamite. Now that's the thing that has to be corrected if you're going to have the use of these greater powers. After all, the greatest power in the universe is the self-control that holds the energy so harmonized within and under such complete obedience to the higher mental body that no destructive thing can get that energy qualified with that which causes discord. You might stand amidst the wreck of worlds, but if you hold that great obedient self-control within, surrendering everything into the control of the higher mental body, you will find the higher mental body will control all things in the outer harmoniously. Now, there's another thing we have not taken up, but I do want to mention it, and then I'll try not to keep you too late. Of course, you know, midnight is considered late, but after all, it's the beginning of early. So, it's the dividing line. But precious ones, if you want peace eternal, surrender your outer will into the complete possession of your higher mental body. And may I say, most of your action of your will is in your feeling. When those feelings want their own way, they'll blow their best friend to pieces if they're allowed to act. Now, I might give you a wonderful secret. You'll find it never fails. When the temptation comes because of irritated feeling, you just spit out anything that comes to your mind. If you just leash that thing for a minute and refuse to do it, it'll scarcely be one full minute and not over five at the outside before you'll be so grateful that you didn't say the things that your feelings wanted to say. The mind is like the brakes on your automobile. It's got to control the energy in the feeling by compelling it to be silent when it wants to talk, compelling it to give in when it wants to be defiant, and compelling the will and the desire of the feelings to have their own way, compelling that surrendered to the possession of the higher mental body. That is what has been called the renunciation in religious channels. The renouncing is that of the feeling world, releasing every desire of its outer self and reuniting with the higher mental body, so it only has one desire, the desire of the higher mental body in itself. Now, when you desire to have the higher mental body in the outer self, it becomes the law that controls all action of energy. Then the will of the mighty I Am Presence is to command and control and qualify all energy with its own love and eternal happiness. So the struggle is gone. The problems and mistakes will dissolve and disappear. On that which has been the fear and the limitations of the centuries will just drop away and be no more when you have surrendered the will of the outer self to gratify its own desires, when those desires were not the desire of the higher mental body. You'll never know peace till you do it. And if you want eternal peace on the earth, then it must come first in you, because you have to connect with the great eternal peace in order to be the magnet that draws it here. There's no use of individuals desiring world peace and in their own private feelings having a private war every time they can't have their own way. That's silly nonsense. Baby stuff. You can't disturb the balance of life's energy in your own world and then be the open door through which cosmic peace can govern the earth. If you want to draw that peace here, you've got to be a magnet of that peace in yourself in order to exert the drawing power through your own love for peace. If you love peace around you, then your love must go to the universal peace so that more of it may flood into the outer world. And you know the old saying, he who conquereth himself is greater than he who taketh the city. And there never was anything truer. Because to conquer the desire in this outer self, to have its own way, to hurt, to dominate, to do just as it pleases, to conquer that self, my dear ones, is the mastery which you seek. And when that is done, and the outer is shorn of everything, but just the love to the present, and the desire to do just what the presence wants, then if something suddenly comes up in the outer, you might have planned to do something. Some necessity makes a change. It won't get a ripple out of you. It won't create any unhappiness. You'll just move into it. It will give you its blessing. The higher mental body will release more of its happiness and power to you, and you will never know another limitation in this world. This is the secret of boundless supply. Therefore, to you who are going to be the custodians of my gifts of freedom to America, must be made pure and strong and obedient in the desire of the higher mental body, that its will may be the only will and the only desire in your feeling world. And when you don't desire anything but your presence, you will have everything. He who gives all has all. He who still wants his way out here disconnects himself from the blessing of the higher mental body till the will is surrendered to that presence. Now I said in the I Am Discourses, the boundless supply of every good thing, the opulence which mankind desired, and the opulence of God's will is the opulence of goodwill to life. And goodwill is the will of the higher mental body, the Christ, in its victorious qualification of all energy of the outer self. So the moment the outer self is offered on the altar of the sacred fire into the possession and the control of the higher mental body, and you demand its will alone possesses and controls all, then the very love with which you connect floods back into you, and it makes you the magnet to draw all supply, all peace, all life, all love, in all its perfection, into and around and through yourselves, till you become a son of its victory in the physical world. That is my freedom to the people of earth. Without this knowledge of the I Am Presence, you could never in all eternity be free. Without the loving assistance of the ascended master's use of the violet consuming flame in through and around each one of you, you could never be free in all eternity. That is why all through the centuries, an ascended master is always present when any ascension takes place. And if the cosmic law didn't demand that we who are holy, pure, and perfect radiate down and give that assistance to that which is trying to come into our octave, if it weren't for our love drawing those life streams into our world of perfection, how would they ever come? If they had enough magnetic power within themselves to arise of their own strength and come to us, they would never have been in this condition. Mankind wouldn't be in this discord if they had enough strength to have held to our perfection, because they had it to begin with. But because they turned away from it, then they must have help to come back onto their defiance against the will of the whole universe is consumed from the energy of the outer self. And what do you think takes place at the moment of the ascension? What do you think happens to your will at the moment of your ascension? Everything of the outer lets go. And the love of the light is so great that its magnetic pull draws you into it. Now you can just as well have that freedom before your ascension in your outer world affairs by doing the same thing, letting all desires of the outer just go right into the higher mental body with such love that you demand it be the only law and the only will of your affairs. And that its love, eternal, unchangeable in its everlasting purity, is the magnet that draws to you what it knows you're going to require to fulfill its own divine plan, which has only happiness in it for you and all that life ever brings to you in the future. The will of the I Am is paramount forever. So the individual who takes the desires of the outer self in hand and simply surrenders all into the will of the mighty I Am will realize that you simply will to become its eternal love, which is immortal happiness and its masterful control of all energy everywhere forever. And only then are you free. You may rage and rebel all you please. You may fight and criticize and blame and condemn. But the surrender of the outer to the possession of the inner is eternal peace. And it is mastery over everything in this world forever. When you convince your higher mental body that you don't want anything apart from its love, then it says, all right, at last, we are one, inner and outer, and I am the victory of perfection. On the sacred fire blazes its flame, and you don't have to do a thing, but stay within it and let it give to you that which expands its own perfection and brings happiness to the universe around you. And you become the sun of your world, and your world, harmonized and balanced, is the outpicturing of the perfection of our octave. There's no other way to God, and every moment that is not filled with the love and the perfection of the higher mental body is wasted. And I surely would not dally any longer upon the pathway of human experiment when the illumination of that mighty higher mental body brings you all you could ever require. And you stand the victorious Christ, the mighty I Am presence in outer action, and no longer can anybody do anything to disturb you. Because the flame blazes and the other can't approach. Then you are free from mistakes, free from doubt and fear and uncertainty, free from all that is not of God, all that is not good. Isn't it simple? Isn't it reasonable? Isn't it intelligent? Isn't it self-evident? I promised you in the beginning I would never give you anything but verifiable law, and I never would give you anything that you could not prove in yourself. I have played fair with life. I have done my best. And now, since there is still part of life bound in discord, if you will join me, we will all do our best and become the law of immortal freedom to the earth. And then those life streams who have been caught in the darkness, once they feel the love and peace in the light, will bless you forever for redeeming them from their own suffering. It might be a little strenuous for a while, but dear ones, the love and gratitude from a life stream that has touched the dregs of existence and some ray of light has come to turn the life stream away in the hour of final decision. And that life stream comes back to the light and realizes what it has escaped. It's love and gratitude to the individual who sent the wave of love at that moment. That love and gratitude is eternal. We see only life in its action to expand light. And therefore, When you have surrendered the outer self to the complete possession of the will of the higher mental body, you have become one with the Christ. And then the resurrection and the life of eternal perfection becomes your mastery and freedom, not only in this world, but wherever you move in the universe. That same victorious presence always commands everything to your eternal enjoyment of the great universal blessings of life and its ever-expanding activity of perfect creation and joy in the great music that swings throughout creation. And that is the gift of my love's freedom to the earth. That is the gift of mighty victories, victory and love to life. That is the gift of beloved Godfrey's, obedience and love to life. So when you are ready of your own free will, not from any pressure from us, but just because you want to do it, because you love to do it, to surrender everything into the possession of that higher mental body, then will you find the floodgates open, the boundless supply, the automatic protection, and mistakes will be a thing that are gone forever. May the love of my heart's freedom to life bring the immortal purity that the earth requires at this time. And may that love and purity be a magnet of such power that it draws eternal peace into outer command. And as the flame expands through the hearts and the feeling world of the people, its light purifies and takes its dominion forever. May your nation arise. The immortal purity of the violet consuming flame, and you, the heart of love within the nation, become the magnet to draw eternal peace into outer command by your own authority and obedience to the great will of the I Am Presence in the Great Central Sun. That is the highest wisdom. That is the greatest power. That is the love that must fill the earth and dissolve all that is not life's divine plan fulfilled the harmonious way. May the mantle of my authority of eternal freedom wrap itself around you tonight. The cosmic power of the violet consuming flame reveal to you the love and the forgiveness and the mercy of the great will of the mighty I Am Presence to produce perfection and happiness for all parts of itself and go forward into the great glory of its dazzling, commanding authority and power of cosmic creation. I commend you to its heart, and may its flame ever speak to you the eternal truth of its mighty, mighty, mighty power, authority, and love for eternity. With all my heart, I bid you adieu until we meet again. In that love that is the will of the mighty I Am Presence for eternity. Beloved Saint Germain, thank you with all our hearts for your love and your help and your blessing to us. Make us the law of your annihilation to everything that is not your love and purity and freedom to America and to life everywhere forever. Let your flame blaze through us that compels the annihilation of all that is not the fulfillment of the great divine plan, the victorious way forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, victorious love of the mighty I Am presence of the ascended host, and such almighty control of the higher mental body's will in all outer activities, we simply move clothed in a sun of its flame, and it goes before us, and all things produce perfection for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever you know will make us your obedience, and that great will of your love control us forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain, for your immortal love to us that never changes through the centuries. And now may we enter in to the will of your heart and your love and become in the outer world your blazing flame that sets all eternally free. May we each know I am the law of the will of the victorious, mighty I Am presence in eternal perfection and freedom to all. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask your enfolding flame to be sealed around everybody and everything under this radiation with such victorious power that it is at all times in eternal conscious command. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of the out, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the immortal command of the great cosmic love in the great central sun, move into outer action the fulfillment of the great divine plan, the ascended master's way, and the will of the victorious, mighty I Am presence become the law of all our outer action forever. Now as we return, great beings of light, our love to you, may you take it up tonight and amplify it without limit with whatever sacred fire sets America free and through America, the world. And we thank you. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved, mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, and especially to beloved Saint Germain, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with all powers of the sacred fire, and the fulfillment of the great divine plan, the ascended master's way, and that the will of the mighty I Am presence for eternal perfection to the earth move into outer command and be the only law in this world for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according the fulfillment of the great divine plan, the ascended master's way. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation Our hearts call for all eternity, for all power of the great central sun magnet's love, and the great will of the ascended master's divine plan fulfilled their way, move into outer command and be the law that possesses and controls all here for eternity.